The CDC actually has addressed that, and they believe that 80% of heart disease and stroke and diabetes and 40% of cancer is preventable with lifestyle change. The CDC is about as conservative an institution in American medicine as exists. I think that almost all arthritis, particularly osteoarthritis, is preventable. I think that loss of mobility as we age is inevitable, but it doesn't have to decline quickly. Having major diseases become and being thought of as preventable problems that can be mitigated is really a game changer if what you're worried about is being sidelined by a critical illness that you don't have the ability to sway the course of. So having more control than you think means that you can make better choices and that they will matter. And after 50, almost all of aging is your choices. Before 50, your genetics have a lot to say. But as if you make it to 50, you can change your life if your habits haven't been good to not just improve your longevity, but improve your quality of life and, of course, your flexibility, your energy level, your curiosity, your cognitive alertness, your ability to communicate. There are a lot of amazing things you can do with lifestyle change.
This is a special mini episode of the Retirement Wisdom Podcast. It's to spotlight what we've learned in the first month of our fourth season of the podcast. My goal is to share information you can use to retire smarter by planning better for the non-financial side of life after the world of full-time work. To kick off season four, our focus was on a few things that are top of mind for many people, especially at the beginning of a new year: healthy living, working longer in different ways, and lifelong learning. Our first guest of season four was John LaPuma, MD. You heard him at the beginning of this mini episode. He's based in Santa Barbara, California, and he's a leader in the practice of culinary medicine and echo medicine. They're preventative medicine approaches to create a healthier lifestyle through what we choose to eat and the health benefits of nature.
The things that work for my patients are like four phrases. One is, what would happen if? I often want or have people who are concerned about others in my office or call me up on the phone and say, I can't get my mom to stop drinking. What do I do? And what doesn't work is nagging. What doesn't work is saying you should. What doesn't work is comparing a mom who's drinking too much to a mom who is not drinking too much. What doesn't work is bullying. What does work is trying to get the person to imagine what would happen if they had two cocktails instead of four. What would happen if they didn't have to spend as much money on booze and had it for other things? That's one. That phrase actually can be applied in lots of other circumstances, which are not necessarily about over drinking, but almost any kind of behavior. Getting a buddy helps. That's the second thing. Mm-hmm. Having a buddy that to whom you are accountable, that's the third thing, is really someone who helps you reconsider bad choices when you're about to make them and prompts you or nudges you to make good choices and often make them a routine. That's the fourth thing. Routine actually helps in making changes, being accountable to someone for those changes and doing it with someone else so that you are not just on your own and are sharing the responsibility really works. There's a last thing which I often ask people to make, and that is identifying a metric. If you measure your success with a metric that matters, weight or cholesterol or number of laps that you run or number of minutes you can play tennis or how long you can walk at what pace, you are more likely to change it. So there's a phrase about measuring what matters. You ought to measure whatever change you're making because then you know whether you're succeeding or not.
People are going to challenge with this, and it seems like they have to want to change. They're going to have to admit something to themselves. Is there some way, Is there some ideas that you might have that people can start reflecting on or thinking about what's possible for them? People have to want to do this. It's not just going to happen to them, right? They're going to have to admit that they have an issue.
Our next conversation was with Jeff Gotthelf in Barcelona. Jeff is the author of Forever Employable. I believe that's his third book. And he shared his strategy for working longer. It's not for everyone, and it's not a quick fix, but it offers a way to lay the foundation for an independent second career. Could be part-time, if someone chooses. But a second career that can offer greater flexibility. But you can't go into that immediately. You need to lay the foundation. And Jeff lays out a way to do so. I think it's especially relevant in the light of ageism and the trends on the future of work accelerating in the pandemic.
So the ideas in Forever Employable are designed for folks who want to break out on their own and use their experience and their expertise to build a network and professional reputation and an audience around it, but also for those who want to stay employed in-house and increase their value to their current employer. And the way that you do that in either case is step one in the process, which is planting your flag. Now, planting a flag is essentially deciding what you're going to be known for. It's deciding what you'd like to base that reputation that you're going to build or that you've been building on. Typically, in most cases, that's going to come from your professional experience and expertise. Although there certainly have been folks who have kind of branched into a second career that have leaned on their personal passions. You know, honestly, when I was doing this, to kind of tie back to the rock and roll thing for a second, one of the things that I considered planting my flag in was vintage electric pianos. I used to own an extensive collection of vintage electric pianos. I know and a stupid amount of stuff about vintage electric pianos.
And finally, I had the pleasure of speaking with Tom Vanderbilt, author of the new book, Beginners, The Joy and Transformative Power of Lifelong Learning. It's a story of five hands-on learning adventures he undertook. It all began with joining his daughter in learning how to play chess. And not just chess, but competitive chess. That, in turn, led to taking on learning how to surf, how to sing, how to draw, my personal favorite, how to juggle, and an exploration of the science behind how we learn and how we learn at different ages. Tom's book focuses on learning new skills, going beyond just acquiring more knowledge, and he highlights the advantages of learning groups. And he also spotlights the benefits of couples taking up learning something new together.
There was a great study I saw that mentioned that couples who had engaged in these shared learning experiences, particularly that they were novice in, this could be something like ballroom dance class or learning a new language together, that they were experiencing higher levels of relationship satisfaction afterwards. And what the researchers speculated was that they both suddenly had this new, bright, shiny novelty in their life that was bringing them pleasure and meaning and also kinds of enjoyment. And they sort of transferred that, because they were doing it together, sort of grafted a little bit of that feeling back onto themselves and the relationship. So it was sort of like kickstarting, if you will.
So what did all three of these conversations have in common? One simple thing. Look at this year and look for opportunities to be proactive. You can listen to the full conversations of all of these episodes on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can browse and access all of our episodes from all four seasons at retirementwisdom.com. You can subscribe there so they're delivered to you as soon as we produce them, usually about 3 a month, sometimes 4. While you're there, check out my Design Your Life coaching program at retirementwisdom.com, which can help you create your next phase on your own terms.